Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your platform and how it might help someone like me? I'm curious about what makes you stand out.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. But hey, I like the casual vibe. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, if you want, I can tell you more about what I do and how I can help you with voice AI. Sound good?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha.ai. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I haven't heard much about Dasha.ai from Vector Solutions specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about what you do and how your platform helps companies like them? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Often it's about reaching the right people at the right time without sounding robotic or pushy. How does your AI handle natural conversations to keep prospects engaged? And how easy is it to integrate with existing systems?
Tell me more about keeping those conversations natural and not pushy.
Great question. Our AI is designed to sound genuinely human, using natural speech patterns, pauses, and even little interjections like or ah to make conversations feel real and engaging. It adapts to the person's tone and pace so it never feels like a scripted robot. This way, prospects feel comfortable and more open, which boosts connection and trust. Plus, it's all about listening and responding thoughtfully, not just pushing a sales pitch. Would you like me to share how easy it is to customize these conversational styles for your brand?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your lead generation running smoothly with AI handling initial outreach that feels so natural, prospects are actually excited to engage. Your sales team would spend more time closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Revenue streams would be more predictable and growing steadily. Plus, you'd have detailed insights from conversations to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part of that future excites you the most?
What do you mean by prospects feeling excited to engage? And why is that important to you?
Good point. By prospect, I mean a potential customer, someone who might be interested in what your business offers. When I say excited to engage, I mean that the conversation feels inviting and natural enough that they actually want to talk, not just brush off the caller message. That's important because engaged prospects are way more likely to become customers, which means better results for your business. Does that help clarify things?
Tell me more about how engaged prospects becoming customers impacts your business.
Absolutely. When prospects are genuinely engaged, they're more open to hearing about your product or service, which means your sales conversations are more effective and less of a struggle. This leads to higher conversion rates, more prospects turning into paying customers. For your business, that means increased revenue, better customer relationships, and a stronger reputation. Plus, engaged customers often stick around longer and even refer others, creating a positive cycle. How does that align with your goals?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today. Well, many businesses I talk to mention challenges like reaching enough qualified leads without overwhelming their sales teams and making sure conversations don't feel robotic or pushy. Also, integrating new tech smoothly without disrupting current workflows can be tricky. Does any of that sound familiar? What's your biggest hurdle right now?
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Those challenges can slow down growth by wasting time on unqualified leads, which drains resources and frustrates sales teams. When conversations feel robotic, prospects tune out, so you miss chances to build trust and close deals. Plus, if new tools don't integrate well, it can cause disruptions or extra work, making teams hesitant to adopt helpful tech. All that adds up to missed revenue and slower progress. Does that resonate with what you're experiencing?